Labor leader Bill Shorten has come out firing at one of his own, suggesting there are more pressing issues for Indigenous Australians as he weighed in on the debate to move Australia Day. Indigenous Labor frontbencher Linda Burney has said the January 26 date should remain, but she is calling for a separate day to celebrate Aboriginal culture and suggests it could be held on the Queen's birthday public holiday. Mr. Shorten has dismissed the suggestion.
I think for me, the first priority, and as I said initially, I respect all of the different views. I think we have enough public holidays in Australia. And in terms of going forward, my priority is to make sure that we listen to Indigenous Australians. And I think that what we need to do is make sure that they have a voice.
Mr. Shorten's comments come as the results are released from an Australia Institute poll of over 1,400 people on their attitudes to Australia Day. Deputy Director of the Australia Institute, Ebony Bennett, has told SBS that most Australians want to celebrate a national day, but don't mind what date it's on.
This polling shows that while Australia Day is important to more than 80% of Australians, more than half of Australians are really laid back about the date on which we celebrate on. They don't really mind when we hold Australia Day, just so long as we do.
January 26 marks the date the first fleet landed in Sydney Cove in 1788 and the beginning of British colonisation in Australia. As Indigenous Health Minister Ken Wyatt has explained, some believe the date celebrates what he calls the British invasion that ended 60,000 years of unimpeded enjoyment of this continent. But Ebony Bennett explains that most people don't know about the history of the date.
There's a general lack of awareness in the community about what January 26 represents, about exactly the reason why we do celebrate Australia Day. And I think this polling really shows that it's a good time to be having this conversation and a good time to reflect on Australia's history, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander history, and think about what kind of country we want to be in the future.
Ms. Bennett says most people don't know that the current date hasn't always been the official Australia Day date.
More than three quarters of Australians incorrectly said that Australia Day has always been held on the 26th of January, when in reality it's only since 1994 that we've always celebrated on January 26th. Instead of the closest Monday, for example.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale says the poll results add weight to the argument to change the date of Australia Day. One Turnbull government minister says the date of Australia Day should change, but only when the country finally breaks ties with the British monarchy and becomes a republic. Ken Wyatt has told the ABC there will be momentum at the end of the Queen's reign.
I think we will be ready then to shift the day to the day we become a republic, and I think it would be a great way to celebrate not only the old and to acknowledge our past, but to acknowledge a new direction that we choose as a nation of people.
But speaking on the ABC, Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs Minister Alan Tudge insists there is no need to change the date.
Previous polls show that Australians are very happy celebrating on the 26th of January because it is a great unifying moment for this country where we properly celebrate our history, our Indigenous heritage, our British foundation and the multicultural character of this nation.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.